William Wickline had everything going for him. He had a loving family, good grades, and he was on the school wrestling team. But suddenly, his school performance suffered and he turned into a life of crime. From 1971 to 1984, he was arrested at least 9 times on charges of burglary, drug dealing, and running a prostitution ring. During this time, he developed an obsession with knives and was allegedly involved in animal sacrifices. It wouldn't be long before he graduated to murder. Welcome to History's Biggest Villains. William Wickline Jr. was born on March 15, 1952 in Reynoldsburg, Ohio, one of several sons born to William Sr. and Irma Boland. He grew up in a loving family, and during his childhood, Wickline was regarded as a good student with a promising career in sports. Although he was on the wrestling team for a while in high school, he never lived up to his athletic promise and he didn't get good grades in high school. There was some suspicion that he might have been involved in drugs during his school years, but he was never charged. The worst offense he committed during high school was egging his principal's car. Wickline and a friend cleaned up the car the next day, even waxing it as a bonus. His first arrest came at 19 in 1971 for gun possession. He also committed several burglaries, as he usually never carried a gun during the break-ins to avoid a more serious armed robbery charge. During his numerous prison stints, he spent his time studying psychology, lifting weights, and even picking up butchery skills. After being in several prisons around the state, he was finally released in November 1979. He then developed an obsession with knives, even threatening to kill one of his girlfriends. However, she remained loyal to him for a couple years after this. She tried to make bail for him after one of his arrests and even drove to pick up his impounded car. Another girlfriend said Wickline threatened her on at least 2 occasions, but she still loved him. Wickline was allegedly involved in a group that engaged in animal sacrifice rituals. A member of the group would use his chest as a human altar on which the animal was sacrificed. On November 11th, 1979, 34-year-old Charles Morgan Walsh, a construction worker from Columbia, South Carolina, was found dead in his hotel room in Parkersburg, West Virginia. His severed head was placed on the nightstand next to the bed, with his hands cuffed behind his back. At the autopsy, the coroner determined that he was strangled to death with a telephone cord. The murderer severed his head in 1 or 2 cuts, indicating that he was a skilled butcher. Even more strange, the killer had taken the time to comb the hair on Charles' severed head. The brutality of the murder, along with Charles' known history as a drug dealer, led police to believe that this was a contract killing, but no suspects could be identified at the time. On August 14, 1982, Wickline and his girlfriend, Teresa Kemp, went to Columbus, Ohio to settle a $6,000 drug debt with Christopher and Peggy Lurch, a couple from Blendon Township who were also involved in the drug trade. During the ensuing argument, Christopher bragged that he had sex with Teresa. After this, Wickline asked Lurch to come with him to the upstairs bathroom to help him fix a clogged tub drain. While Lurch was looking in the tub, Wickline slit his throat. Thinking that Peggy could be a witness, he strangled her with a rope while she slept, as Teresa held her legs down. Wickline then decapitated and dismembered the couple in the bathtub. He then placed the body parts in several plastic garbage bags. Afterward, he and Teresa placed the bags in several dumpsters across Franklin County. Wickline kept Peggy's wedding ring as a souvenir. The Lurch's remains have never been found. Not long after this, Wickline was arrested for breaking into a drugstore in Nelsonville and was given an 18-month sentence. Almost 2 years later, in December 1984, he was indicted in the Lurch murder case after Teresa confessed the crime to authorities. Because she provided crucial details to the incident, she was not prosecuted. What? Before he could even be officially charged with that murder, Wickline was additionally linked to the Marsh murder in West Virginia and was named as a suspect in several other violent crimes involving dismemberment. However, he was nonetheless tried only for the Lurch's murders, which began on July 30th, 1985. A little more than a week later, he was found guilty on 2 counts of aggravated murder. On September 20th, he was sentenced to death for Peggy's murder and to life imprisonment for Christopher's, to which he showed no emotion. While these charges were filed for the Marsh murder, they were eventually dropped and the case was closed due to Wickline's death sentence. For the remainder of his life behind bars, Wickline unsuccessfully appealed to both state and federal courts, all of which rejected his appeals. After exhausting all of his appeals, Wickline was executed by lethal injection at the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility on March 30th, 2004. He was 52. His final meal consisted of an 8-ounce medium-rare filet mignon, old-fashioned potato salad, 6 buttered rolls, fresh strawberries, shortcake, and butter pecan ice cream. After entering the execution chamber, he gave 2 thumbs up to his brothers who were attending and calmly awaited the process to take place. His supposed last words were, "May tomorrow see the courts shaped by more wisdom and less politics." It's like the craziest part of this case is, if his girlfriend had said anything, he would have gotten away with 3 murders. Because they were nowhere near identifying where the killer was at this time, because they still hadn't found the remains of the Lurch couple, and they couldn't connect the Marsh killing. So I'm really curious as to what really led her to tell the police. Because I don't think it was guilt. Maybe they broke up and she wanted to spite him. I don't know, it might have actually been guilt. You're willing to kill someone and dismember them over money, over drug money, is just ridiculous. But I hope you enjoyed this case. Thank you so much for all the support on this channel. I really appreciate everyone who comes and watches these videos. Leave a like, hit that subscribe button if you're new. Also, don't forget to turn on my post notifications if you haven't already. Thank you so much. I'm out. Peace.